It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. So, I don't know if you remember, there was something called Red for Ed, and there were 50,000 people parked on Doug Ducey's yard. Do you remember that?
Remember that front lawn get-together,
Oh, yes, we were there for that. A historic day in Phoenix. Well, it all seemed to work out pretty good, right? Looks like the teachers are going to get paid. Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, got it done. Hey, it'd be kicking and screaming, but he still got it done, and you got to give the guy credit. And now what do we have here? Well, we have someone who hasn't done anything for education in the state of Arizona, and she's going to look at, punishing maybe tens or 20,000 of the teachers that actually participated in that march, and maybe try and get them fired.
Yeah, we talked to Diane Douglas, the superintendent of public instruction for the state of Arizona, back in April or May about this.
When I do that sound, but what is that?
Is it disgust?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You're just disgusted.
Ugh.
And you should be, because we talked about this with her.
Yes.
And kind of said, what's the point? What is the point? And I understand, as a parent, you want to hold your kids accountable, that there's a lesson in every whatever. I understand that. But the practicality of it is, are you really going to fire 10 to 20,000 teachers? There's no possible way that would happen.
We have thousands of open jobs
exactly.
that we can't fill
exactly.
for teachers.
You would only create, you'd be like Trump, you'd only create a bigger problem if you were to fire 10 to 20 to 30,000 teachers who marched in Red for Ed or took part in the walkout. Okay. So are you trying to save face by saying, well, we're going to investigate, or are you really going to do something? And if you do, how does it look that you are actually going to punish people who wanted more money? Yes, you can say technically there's a law that goes back to the 70s that they're state employees, and in this state you cannot strike. If you strike, if you walk out, if you don't do your job, you can be held accountable.
Right.
But boy, are you going to make a big mistake. And I'm guaranteeing you this right now. The governor doesn't want this. The governor doesn't want any part of this.
No. And to be honest, the governor should come out and go up against Diane Douglas and say, what you're doing is wrong.
Absolutely.
And it would make the governor look good because he's taking care of education. The teachers got him to do it, and he did it. And now I think everybody should be happy. But Diane Douglas can't be happy. She's got to drag teachers to court or get them fired. What did she do that was good during the Red for Ed movement? Because I asked her that when we had her on the show.
She was saying, don't walk. Don't do it.
Right. But what did she do that was helpful?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And here's why nothing is going to happen. This is why Diane Douglas is the biggest waste of time, and she is using the Board of Education and the time to go through this. It is a big waste of time. Here's the deal. If I'm a lawyer, here's what I say. Nobody went on strike. There wasn't one teacher that went on strike. Oh, what do you mean? Well, what I would say is the superintendents canceled school. And that's what happened. You know, teachers, were they going to walk out? Of course they were going to walk out. But can't go to school if the superintendents cancel school. So even people that didn't want to go and walk couldn't go to school because school was canceled. And teachers were told, don't come into school. So exactly what would they be punished for when it was the superintendents? They knew what was going to happen. No one was going to show up. So they preempted it and said, we're canceling school.
I don't know why you go through this.
I don't know why you go through it at all.
The Arizona Board of Education is scheduled today. Monday's meeting.
Mm.
Yeah, this Monday's meeting to discuss whether they even have the authority to discipline teachers who participated. Let it go. But, you know, there are always these sticklers.
Yeah.
Sticklers for the rules. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understand. But you got to look at the bigger picture here. If you're going to be a stickler and you're going to hold people accountable, you run the risk of what? Backlash, You run the risk of people, again, not wanting to teach in Arizona. You run the is the juice really worth the squeezing? And the answer is no.
Absolutely not.
If and don't go down the horrific side, which I can't stand, making a couple like examples.
They might do
you
that.
You could fire five people and make them example. That is not fair. That's bullying. Hey, teacher, way to go, Board of Education.
Pretty
now
good.
You're bullying the teachers right. into basically saying, hey, we have the power to do this, and we can because we and we will because we can. Well, that doesn't send a positive message either.
No.
So if I were you, I'd drop it. But you're not going to. You're going to meet on Monday just to see if they have the power to discipline.
Diane Douglas is not qualified. She was never qualified to be the superintendent of public instruction. Unfortunately, she won the election. No one knew who she was, really, and she had an R by her name, and people voted for her. And some think that she was an art teacher. Wrong. Wrong. An art teacher, by the way, is immensely more qualified than, I would say, Diane Douglas, who, by the way, was an instructor at a stained glass shop. She never taught a day in her life. She's as bad as it gets. And we've kind of told her that,
and I wonder
nicely
why the
here on the show when she's sitting in front of us.
But it's more than Diane Douglas; it's the board.
Well, there are 11 members of the board.
Yeah, the board is actually thinking. I wonder if we can do this. Why are you wasting your time? What, to send a message? You know, I'm sorry, but I would much rather you concentrate on something that my fourth grader will have to learn,
mm-hmm.
or how to get her to be educated better than to punish her teacher if the teacher walked out. I would much rather you concentrate on more important issues than do we have the power to do this? Because, you know, education in Arizona has always been a I wouldn't say a problem, but there's
Arizona's
always been a concern.
Achilles heel is
right,
what I've always
right.
said.
So instead of figuring out whether you have the power to do something, like you're the nerd that never got picked for, you know, dodgeball, do something better.
A lot more important issues out
exactly.
there. How about third grade reading? We did a story on that just the other day.
Yeah.
The reports aren't great for third grade reading in Arizona. How about that, Diane Douglas? How about doing something?
Yeah, why don't you concentrate on that?
Yeah, how about telling parents, hey, you know what you need to do? You need to read with your kids. How about going on a listening tour for that?
Yeah.
I mean,
you talk about missing the forest for the trees here. You're really concentrating on the wrong things.
I think that she really, I think that this, and I'll say this nicely, I think that she's a woman who sits in her office and really doesn't know what to do. I think that she looks around and says, I don't know what I'm really here for, and I really don't know what to do. You know, maybe I'll just, you know, bring this up at the board meeting and see if we could get teachers in trouble. It doesn't help.
And it looks petty.
It doesn't help at
all.
It
really looks petty. We know that you warned them. You wanted them not to walk. You wanted them to stay in the classroom. Okay, that's fine. They did it anyway. And you get all butthurt like a mom. Well, I told you not to take the cookies. I told you not to take the cookies. Well, now I have to punish you. You don't have to. They're not children. They're adults. They made up their mind. They don't have to be. And I can't believe I'm saying this. They don't have to be held accountable, because look at the good that came out of it. You couldn't do it, but look at the good that Governor Doug Ducey came out of it. And now you just want to, I guess, exercise your power.
I think that we're starting finally to go in the right direction with education. We're putting more money into schools. Teachers are going to be paid. We've gone through all the districts. It's at least 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Some are more. Some go up to 20. Not many, but some are going up to 20. Remember, the first year is only supposed to be 10. Okay, then the next year is 5. Then the next year is 5. Okay, what we can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, is that 10% is going to teachers this year in Arizona. That is happening. Now, for the 5 and the 5, we're not there yet. But we're going in the right direction. And this lady wants to stop it.
I don't get that.
She wants to just say, let's try and figure out how we could get some teachers in trouble. And she won't be able to do it.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look, but again, when superintendents cancel schools, teachers can't work. Now, we all know.
So do you punish the superintendents?
I don't think you can. We all know the teachers weren't going to show up anyway, but it's very important to know that. Schools were closed. Schools and classes were canceled, so teachers couldn't go in. If that wasn't the case, maybe you have a case.
Right.
But Diane Douglas is a huge waste of time and should lose the next election if we're smart. if we're smart. But again, don't just vote for somebody you don't know. That's how she got into office.
Right.
I don't care if you vote Republican or Democrat. I think in this case, we need to do research. All of us. We need to know, who are we voting for as the next superintendent of public instruction? And I can tell you, beyond anything that I've said earlier, she should not win re-election. I never tell people who to vote for. But this woman, you shouldn't vote for. Find somebody else, but do your research. She's completely unqualified, and she's a disaster.
It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
June 30th is the deadline for you to nominate a Valley veteran to be one of the 7 veteran grand marshals at the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade, November 12th. Text the word parade to 411923. Nominate a veteran now. KTAR's Honor Our Heroes is presented by Sanderson Ford.
Are you ready for the chief source of worry for parents, Mac?
All right.
It is the number one source of worry for parents.
According to what? A new poll?
According to a Twitter poll.
All right.
All right. So what are parents thinking? Here's the deal. About 35,000 respondents shared their top concerns about what's the main concern and worry for them, mm-hmm, as parents. And number one is sending their kids to college.
Yeah, I believe it.
Sending their kids to college.
Well, how many times have we talked about now you have to make a choice between, let's say, being a teacher. If you have to fund your education to get an education, to be a teacher, can you do it to the point where you don't commit financial suicide because you have to pay back loans?
Yeah.
And can you afford to pay back loans on a meager salary, a teacher's salary? And there are a lot of people, a lot of parents, who actually are guiding their kids, well, don't major in that because you're going to have to pay back loans. You'll never find a job that pays you enough to pay back your own loans.
College costs have gone up over the past decade.
Yeah.
Let's see. Currently averaging $34,170 per year for a private college.
Yeah.
About $10,000 for a public one. That does not include room and board either. So, I mean, college is certainly expensive. You know, in being a stepdad over the last 5 years, you know, I get to help, you know, put the kids through college. My wife and I.
And it's much more expensive than when you were going to college, that's for sure.
Yeah, my wife and I pay, and the kid's dad pays, okay? So we split the costs, right? And it is expensive. But I think the good thing that a lot of people are doing is go to ASU, go to U of A, go up the Flagstaff. You can do that. There are great Christian colleges in Arizona that people go to all the time. There are a lot of good colleges in Arizona, and it's less money. You're not shelling out $34,000.
And you can go to the community college route, too, for a couple of years. That incurs less cost. But I knew one mom who basically made it her part-time job to find out all the scholarships, grant money, federal aid. She basically made it her second job, trying to get her kid into college and trying to get as much as she could as far as scholarships, federal aid, and she got the kid a full ride. But she started 2 years out and just dove into that to that world of, if you're left-handed, have one blue eye, one brown eye, and have a Scottish nickname, there's money for you.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I'm kind of lucky. I don't have to worry necessarily about college costs. I mean, I make a good living. We're able to pay for the kids' college. That's not my.
Which is good for them because they don't have to incur debt.
Right. So I don't necessarily worry about that. What I worry about is, you know, our daughter is going to be a senior. Is she safe? Is her apartment in a good part of town? How is she going to get her first job? Is she able to juggle an internship with, you know, a part-time job to make a little money and then studies? I mean, that's just kind of what I worry about.
Yeah, I mean, I've got young kids now, a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old, and it's more. And I don't know, Becky Lynn, if you want to pipe in on this, that it may change over years because
you worry about?
Yeah, because you and Becky Lynn have kids that are around the same age,
right?
Where they're older, they're in college. I don't even worry about college at this point, even though my wife and I talk about it. It's more or less, is the kid learning how to be a kind person? Is the kid not going to turn into a mean girl? Are we not going to have bullying issues? It's more or less, how do we shape this little girl into becoming a really good person right now rather than, oh, crap, I got to, you know, what are we going to do about college? And that may change. I don't know. Maybe that changes down the road.
And that's true. I mean, there are different things that you should be focused on at this point, considering her age. But nonetheless, you might want to put away a few dollars. You don't have to sweat it out, but go ahead and start thinking about it. Just in that, okay, we're going to put this aside for this. You'll be thinking about it before you know it, because time passes quickly.
Yes, that's true, too. That's true, too.
I'll pick up the tab on the first kid, Mac. You get the second.
I don't want your blood money. You kidding me?
I'd take it.
Yeah. You would?
If he's
you
would.
Give it to Lloyd.
All right. So college costs are the chief source of worry for parents. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. It's skyrocketed in the past 10, 20 years.
All right. Coming up, let's see. We've got Becky Lynn. We've got some news. We know the Suns are going to pick first overall in the NBA draft today.
That's about 4:30, 4:45.
We also got gut check time coming up with Mac and Gatos.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
Mac, I pulled a story from the news. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then I need your gut check.
All right.
Moscow. Burger King. Big controversy.
All right.
Burger King has apologized for an offensive Russian World Cup ad. Burger King apologized for an advertisement that promised Russian women a lifetime supply of free meals, a cash prize, if they were to become pregnant with a child fathered by a World Cup soccer player. Oh, your eyes just went big.
Wow.
So a lifetime supply.
And this was in an ad?
Yeah. A lifetime supply of Whoppers, very tasty.
Yeah.
And Burger King launched this campaign on Russia's social media.
Oh, jeez.
Their Facebook is something called VK.
VK.
I don't know.
Instead of BK.
Right. Yes. So, a lifetime supply of Whoppers will pay you $50,000, and all you have to do is get pregnant. Because...
That doesn't make any sense.
Burger King is kind of saying that, and this is terrible, it's a reward for the girls who would get pregnant from the superstars so that more Russian little soccer players could be born. Mac, your gut check. If you're Vladimir Putin, do you ban Burger King from Russia, or do you help Burger King promote their idea?
Oh, boy.
Do you need the Russian national anthem to think about this?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
If you're Vladimir Putin, you go down that road. Ugh. Hate to say it, but you go down that road.
You think Putin's...
Yeah. He's all about old Russia, man. He's all about the former Soviet Union. He would definitely not only embrace this,
he'd promote it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awful.
Stronger Russians, better soccer players, sure.
Duh.
Duh, right.
Ugh. Oh.
That's just
it's gross,
gross
man. It's gross. Right. Yeah. Oh, what's your occupation? Well,
why do you get free food?
I was involved with a Russian soccer player, had his love child.
No,
and
no,
now
no.
I'm
no,
eating
it's
a Whopper.
Any World Cup player. I mean, it makes the Russian women sound a little, loose morals, if you know what I mean.
Mac and Gatos, gut check.
All right, Gatos, I need your gut check on a story you have not seen. A 13-year-old Illinois student has been charged with a Class 4 felony count of eavesdropping because he recorded a conversation with the principal and vice principal about his detention.
That's awesome. That's terrible.
The little boy used his cell phone to record audio from his conversation about the punishment
that's
with the
awesome.
Principal, the assistant principal. When the 10-minute conversation ended, when the boy did say, you know, I'm recording our conversation, that's when not only did the principal say, okay, this conversation's over, but then he called the cops on the kid.
Principal?
And the boy, the principal, and the boy was arrested and could face juvenile detention and a fine of up to $25,000. Your gut check...
Will Trump also separate him from his parents?
Your gut check, should teachers just assume at all times now they are being recorded by kids with cell phones?
Teachers, police officers.
Well, I'm just talking in school.
I know, yeah.
Resource officers, that kind of thing? And if you're the judge, do you dismiss this?
I think there's an eye on everybody with a cell phone now, and it doesn't matter what occupation you are. Should teachers, be wary of this? The answer is yes. But
would you have the kid arrested?
I would
though?
Not have the kid arrested because he probably didn't know he was doing something wrong, even though he's 13. He sees everybody else recording stuff.
Well, the principal did say, you're breaking the law. This conversation is over.
Well, the principal should have said, let me see your cell phone. Okay, now I'm going to delete it. And you can go, but we'll probably have to suspend you even more.
The
kid didn't know the rule. The kid didn't know the law.
Right.
So it wasn't a really brilliant move by the kid.
But it wasn't a brilliant move by the principal either, who had him arrested. And the parents, of course, are furious.
Why don't you call the parents before you call the police?
Right. Right. That's what I don't get.
I blame the principal now more than I do the kid.
But if you're a teacher, I would assume that you've got to think. Every kid has a cell phone now. Everybody will record something that when teachers say something or do something that you look back and go, boy, that's stupid.
Yeah.
You got to assume that everybody has a cell phone now.
You do. And that anything can be picked up, good, bad. It could be used against you.
Right.
How many times have we seen a cell phone video that picks up the last 2 minutes of a fight? And then that one of the kids gets in trouble, but it doesn't pick up the 10 minutes before where the kid was bullying the other kid.
Right. All right, Gut Check brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic, relief on so many levels.
All right, coming up next. Is the national controversy of children being forcibly separated from their parents actually playing out right here in Phoenix? I'll tell you about it in just a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A lot coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, the Big Four at 4, four big blockbuster stories you'll need to hear. That's at 4:05. And then, for the first time in their history, franchise history, the Phoenix Suns have the number one pick in the NBA draft, and we will bring that to you as it happens. Around 4:30, 4:45 is when the first pick is supposed to happen.
We're hearing like 4:38 is like the exact time.
Right.
And so we're going to try and catch that for you. It's a huge day for the Suns.
Unless Kanye interrupts somebody. I'm going to let you finish, but, so hopefully like 4:38 will give you who they pick.
I think we all know who it is.
I think so, too.
DeAndre Ayton will be the next Phoenix Sun, and it's a great pick. It's really a no-brainer. We'll get to that coming up. 4:38 is when it's supposed to happen, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
So, if you look around Phoenix and Glendale and Peoria, what you may see is something that you don't expect. What you may see is, oh my goodness, children who were forcibly separated from their parents by Trump are here.
Yeah, we kind of sort of dove into this a number of years ago with the migrant children who were arriving at bus stops.
It's crazy.
And given tickets to reunite with family or some kind of relative or whatever at the Phoenix bus station. What we didn't realize, and I didn't realize until this came out, that there are kids here that have either been separated from their families recently or that are part of the migrant kid community. And they may be in your neighborhood, and you have no idea that it looks like a school or it looks like some kind of center, but you only see white unmarked vans going in and out of it.
So let me describe like a building. It could be in Phoenix, Glendale, Peoria. It's a nondescript building. It's surrounded by black fences. It's in a diverse working class neighborhood. And inside, something you don't see, classrooms. Cafeteria, dormitories for them to sleep.
So it's like a small school.
Yeah. There's a basketball court. There's a large recreational field. There's a swimming pool. There are medical assistants and mental health workers available there.
But don't mistake this for some kind of this is a better life for these kids. These kids are being warehoused, okay?
It's not a day camp.
No, it's not.
It's not something fun for them. No.
No, some of these kids have been there for a long time. Other kids are just arriving that may have been separated because of the Trump policy. And we are learning now more than ever that Obama certainly didn't take care of the migrant kids, that they weren't returned or sent back, turned around, sent back and reunited with their families. In fact, some are saying these kids will turn 18 and then just move on. And where they move on, no one really knows, because no one really knows what to do with these kids.
Would it be inside the United States?
Yeah, right. Or would they find their way back to their country of origin?
Why are you going back to Guatemala?
Well, you have family.
Why are you going back to Honduras?
You have family, though.
Well, you have family, but people are killing each other over there.
True.
I mean, when you look at the border problem now, it's not always a Mexican man who's sneaking over looking to find a job, kind of stay in the shadows, and send the money back to his family in Mexico.
Right.
You've got full families coming over here from Honduras, from Guatemala, because they don't want to die. They don't want to be killed. So they're coming here for asylum. They're just entering at the wrong point. You're only supposed to enter at a port of entry.
And at specific times. And to get qualified, you have to be here. So how do you get here? I mean, it's a weird system. So you've got people outside of the port of entries in these small camps just waiting to come in, doing it the right way. But then you have other people crossing through the desert, through the borders.
Right.
And they are immediately arrested and then detained.
Oh, but don't worry. Congress, Mac, has an immigration bill in front of them. Oh, and I forgot, it didn't pass.
Oh,
what a
surprise.
Shocker. That's really shocking.
So what happened?
Well, nobody wants to... It got turned down.
It got voted down.
Yeah. Nobody wants to fix this. That's the main thing you got to understand. Politicians can say they want to fix it, but they make money off problems like this. Democrats rip the Republicans on how they handle immigration. Republicans rip Democrats on how they handle immigration. They both make money off fighting about it. Big business uses illegal immigrants. I mean, if you really wanted to stop this problem, you go after the bosses of big business or small business or what have you, and you go after them and you say, okay, if you hire an illegal immigrant to work for you for cheap labor, guess what we're going to do? We're going to shut you down. But we're not doing that.
And, you know, the
we're separating kids from their parents. That seems
right.
to be the right way to do it,
and,
right?
And there's
horrible.
No plan
horrible.
Yet on how to reunite those kids. And if you've ever worked for the government, whether it be at the state or the federal level, you know, boy, they don't react quickly. They don't turn that ship around very quickly. So these kids are still going to be housed somewhere, and that could be, like you said, Phoenix, Glendale, Peoria, but we don't know for how long. We don't know what's the process in finding their parents. I mean, again, the parents were given a card with an 800 number and an email address.
Good luck.
Do they have their iPhone with them or their BlackBerry that they can just email? Do they get a signal where they are now? I mean, it's just ridiculous. But the Trump administration has admitted they don't have a plan right now, a no clear path on how to reunite about 2,000 kids with their parents.
It is a colossal mistake. A colossal mistake by the White House. And there's no question that Trump created the policy to separate kids from their parents. Then he defended it.
But
by
he can't
lying,
fix it.
And he suspended it because of all the pressure.
Right.
And now he can't fix it. He made a big mess. Mm. Big mess.
All right, coming up, the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories, including the NBA draft. The Phoenix Suns have the number one pick. Who should it be? We'll talk about that coming up next.